Qualicum Beach resident Donifer Ngo has been recognized with a Medal of Good Citizenship for a lifelong commitment to resilience and community service, one of 18 citizens selected across BC this year. The Medal of Good Citizenship celebrates individuals who have acted in a particularly generous, kind or selfless manner for the betterment of their communities without expectation of reward. It was established by the Government of BC in 2015, according to a news release by the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport. These 18 people have made a profound impact on their communities and a positive difference in the lives of so many, said Premier David Eby in the release. By sharing their time, energy and talents, they are making BC a better place. Their selfless generosity is a model for us all and I thank them for it. Ferno spearheaded the establishment of a school for lab technicians at a hospital, rallying support from locals, travelers, and embassy staff to secure essential supplies. Her initiative quickly turned the school into a thriving hub for training, benefiting numerous students. She has immersed herself in community service, co-founding the Parksville and Qualicum Beach Post-Polio Society and contributing to the Qualicum Beach Honors Society. Despite facing ongoing treatments for polio-related issues and surviving a deadly cancer, she continued to lead by example. Ferno's impact extended to the Arrowsmith Agriculture Association, where she played a key role in revitalizing the Coombs Fairgrounds. Through her leadership, old structures were replaced, and new facilities like livestock barns and a meeting hall were built, enhancing community cohesion and agricultural education. Her influence also birthed the Taste of the District Food Fair and the Qualicum Beach Farmers Market, promoting local agriculture and fostering community engagement. Ferno's advocacy for hospice care led to the establishment of a hospice house, providing vital support and palliative care for those in need. Her legacy of volunteerism and community building continues to inspire, demonstrating the profound impact one person can make through dedication and compassion. The other 2024 Medal of Good Citizenship recipients are Louise Allen, East Vancouver, for championing affordable housing, Helen Campbell and Bill Irving, Saanich, for transforming lives through agriculture, Janice Dallaire, Invermere, for pioneering fire rescue, Mary Daniel, Port Moody, for inclusion and empowerment advocacy, Dale Douglas and Murray Stewart, Victoria, for driving success of children's charities, Rabia Dhaliwal, Surrey, for promoting community empowerment and mental health equity, Steve Hamilton, Prince George, for conservation and community stewardship advocacy, Matthew Heneghan, Falkland, for mental health advocacy and dedication to veterans, Jim Kojima, CM Richmond, for a lifetime of dedication to martial arts and community service, Christopher Lee, Vancouver, for inspiring youth to volunteer, Rehane Mirjani, Coquitlam, for addressing food insecurity, Margaret Mubanda, Surrey, for working toward the elimination of poverty and social exclusion in the Lower Mainland, Lawrence Napier, Mackenzie, for promoting volunteerism and community spirit, Thelma Rodriguez, Pitt Meadows, for migrant farm worker support and advocacy in the Fraser Valley, Carla Stevenson, Ymir, for championing arts and community engagement in the Kootenays. Medal presentation ceremonies will be held in the province in August and early September. Nominations for the Medal of Good Citizenship are accepted year-round. Any current or former long-term resident of BC is eligible to be nominated. Youth and posthumous nominations are welcome. News staff.